Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, Kyle Petty on the hotline right now.
I'm a huge fan of Kyle. Swerve or Die, I was always a fan of course, his father and he and his racing family and the legacy that comes along with the Petty name. But getting to know Kyle over the years... in the studio and what he does with his life and how he lives. I think he's one of the most interesting characters in the world, let alone racing. But just the way he does all of it, man, to me is it's just not that my opinion matters to anybody, but it's such a life well lived.
Born June 2nd in Randleman, North Carolina, the son of NASCAR legend Richard Petty, he made his stock car debut at age 18, winning his first race, the 1979 Daytona ARCA 200, making him the youngest driver to ever win a major stock car race. He went on to a NASCAR career that found him with 173 top 10 finishes and 8 wins before retiring in 2008. He told his story in his book, Swerve or Die. You've seen him as the host of the Circle TV show, Dinner Drive. He founded the 84-acre Victory Junction Camp, enriching the lives of children with serious illnesses. And this May 4th through 10th, he's hosting his 28th annual charity ride across America. Please welcome NASCAR legend and friend of the show, Kyle Petty.
Hey, man, how have you been?
I've been great, man. How about you?
Listen, I'm better than I deserve. Summertime is almost here. Spring, man, I've been out and got a few rides in on the bike, so it's starting to feel normal again.
Listen, anytime you get on a bike, it feels normal. That's the way it is for me. I don't care whether it's spring, summer, winter, or fall, man. As long as I'm on a bike, it's good.
Yeah, no, it is. And man, but once it gets below 50, I need to be injured or really be a great reason to go ride that bike. It's once it gets to 48 in Kansas and it gets a little overcast, I mean, I may be a pussy, but man, I don't do it for fun anymore.
See, I'm exactly the opposite. I can take it down because I've got all that heated stuff. I can take it down to... I went through, Flagstaff, I guess probably about 3 or 4 years ago, and it was 7 degrees, but I felt good, man. I felt good. When it gets to about 90 is when I don't ride anymore, man. I might as well just stand in my bathroom with a hairdryer blowing in my face. Man. I don't enjoy that. I don't enjoy it.
Dude, we're ridiculous. We rode to Cabo in August.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I know.
That's crazy.
You do that thing. Have you ever done the thing where you just buy a bag of ice at the convenience store, the gas station, and you stab it with your screwdriver and you bungee it to your handlebars? So while you're going on the road, the wind picks it up and gives you, it lasts for about 40 minutes.
No, I've never done that. I just buy the bag of ice, set on it so that between my legs stays cool, because the rest of me stays cool after that, man. That's all I'm worried about, burning up.
I know, man. It's a sickness. And I was talking to Nick about this. And look, I just like anybody who rides. I think you're a wonderful person if you or that's your thing. But it's just a few people. Like I have one friend, Bob, and I, who we do all our long rides together, because we just don't have a lot of friends who want to spend 12 days out on the road or something, and
yeah,
and run 500 to 800 a day. And yeah, so, you know, but when you do like it, it's really, it's a fun thing. It's really, you get to see this world. And you are one of those long distance guys. You like to get out and you ride. When you say ride across America, you really are going to ride across America.
Yeah. Yeah. Listen, yeah, I just like to ride, and that's it. And that's the best way to put it is, you know, when I go for a ride, I will put on a rain suit and ride in the rain all day long.
Yep.
I don't want to put on a rain suit and ride 15 miles and get off and have a cup of coffee.
That's
not what I'm interested in. You know what I mean?
Yep.
I just want to go. So yeah, listen, I rode to, my whole thing is I rode from Charlotte, that I guess probably 7 or 8 years ago. I rode from Charlotte to Palm Springs in 2 days, 2 days across the country on a motorcycle.
So you guys know that's better than 1,000 a day.
A couple of thousand plus miles. Listen, there were moments that I really wasn't on the bike. I was hovering somewhere above the bike, hallucinating, watching myself ride.
Yes.
But by God, I made it. That matters.
Have you had that weird hallucination? And I think you're the only person I'll be able to ask. I've done it where we've ridden so far, so long, when you'll get near that 1,000 mark, where it, and I don't even know if I can describe this right, it feels like the bike stops moving, but the world is rotating underneath you.
Yeah, you stop. Nothing. Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
I have been there.
Yes.
I know exactly. Listen, I've done it two ways. I promise you, I have done where I felt like I was above the bike,
mm-hmm,
watching myself ride the bike as it goes across. And I've done that thing where it's like you stop, and it's like a movie set.
Yeah,
where you're just sitting on a fixed bike. And everything's going by you. It's just running under you like a treadmill.
Yes.
We shouldn't be saying this on air, dude.
Nobody, I know, man. I've said it to people, and they're looking at you like you're making it up. And you're like, no, I'm telling you. And it goes on and on and on.
Oh, my gosh. Listen, I think my mental health and my therapist is going to be calling me if they hear this stuff because they don't. They're trying to break me from these habits, man.
See, I wouldn't. I think this is what keeps us right. I think that time to think, time to focus, time to breathe. I think all of the things. I think people call it meditation. They call it. Everybody has a different word for it. But when you're out there riding, man, I can finally slowly work through thoughts and feelings and what I want to do and what I want to get to and how I can conquer something. And by the time I get to the end, I feel better about it.
No, yeah, and that's true. I have told it. I have said this to people before too. And some people get it, and some people don't. But you know, there is religion, and there's spirituality. And I think when you're on that bike, it's a spiritual experience sometimes, where you become one with everything that's going on around you. You find that center place. You find that place where you can think about it. You can reason things out. Man, it is therapy and in so many ways. It's a good place to be.
Well, and you take this love of riding and you turn it into something so good, man, for Victory Junction. And you've been doing this. This is the 28th anniversary of the Kyle Petty ride.
Yeah, that's crazy, man.
That's great. It
still just fascinates me that people still want to come along and do it, you know. But when Adam's accident happened in 2000 and we built the camp, and the ride had a purpose, but then it had a real purpose. It had a focus. And we just continue to do it. You know, some of our riders have gotten a little bit older, so we've changed it up a little bit. This year we're going from Deadwood, South Dakota. We're going back down to North Platte and to Omaha and to Bettendorf, Iowa, then over to Indy, the Laptha Racetrack, and then to Churchill Downs for lunch, and then to the Corvette Museum, then to Bristol, Tennessee, and then back to camp. But everything is about camp. Everything we do now is about camp from the charity ride. So that's why we ride, man, just to keep kids coming to camp.
Well, that's it, man. This life is hard for everyone, but it's exceptionally hard when a kid gets sick, when they get these challenges. And that's an 85-acre camp in North Carolina for kids, you know, that, man, it's just a break in this world. It's just some love and some outdoor and some fun and some camaraderie, and you're not alone, right? You're not trapped in that room anymore.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what it's about. It's about... It's just empowering for these kids. It's kind of like we talk about riding a bike. It's just empowering. And it lets these kids just be kids. It lets these kids understand that they're not the only child in the world with Crohn's. They're not the only child that's going through leukemia. They're not the only child with asthma or diabetes or craniofacial or whatever it may be. You know, there's other kids out there that do the same thing, that feel the same way, that are the same kids. And they just need to make that connection. And that's what camp's all about. In so many ways, we don't heal anything. We don't cure anything. But hopefully for a period of time, we change their outlook on life, and hopefully they take that with them.
Yeah, and the worst thing is to feel alone, right? And when you're sick, and you're the only one who's sick, right, in that room, like doctors, your parents, your family's around you, but you're the one, you feel, I think you can only feel alone. And so when you get to go hang out with other kids who are also facing it, man, now you got social world. Now you've got other kids, and it's just so incredibly important when you can't play with other kids, you can't run as hard as them, you can't do everything, to get out with other people and just be in the same situation. Same reason we go to rallies, same reason people of a certain mindset want to hang out with each other, people who ride, you know, it's good for you. It's good to not be alone. It's good to have that social connection.
Yeah. Listen, and that's it. It's good to have that social connection, because here's the deal, you know, and we talk about it all the time at camp. We talk with families. We talk, you know, so many times there'll be a child who goes to an elementary school, and there's 400 or 500 kids in the elementary school. There may only be one kid there that has Crohn's.
Right.
There may be two. There may be only one or two kids that have asthma bad enough that they don't get to go outside for recess during certain times of the year. They have to sit inside by themselves. That's a very alienating feeling. While all your classmates are outside playing and you're sitting inside, you know, copying things from the board or having to do your own activities. So to be able to go to a camp where, you know, there's 125 other kids with the same thing, and if I'm not going outside, they're not going outside. So there's 125 of us, or 20 of us in the room. So that's it. It's just the social aspect that is very, very, very empowering.
And everybody who does this ride, everybody who helps Victory Junction, and what people sometimes don't understand, if you've never done it or participated in something like this, what you receive for your well-being overall is so much more than what you're giving. Like, the feeling you get when you really lean into something and you change something for somebody, and you drop all your own self-pity and your own business, and it falls away from you because you focused on helping somebody else. I'm telling you, when that's over, you will receive more than you ever gave.
That is a fact, dude. You know, we talk about it. I say it. You know, you can, you know, we, you know, Adam's accident happened. We raised our hand and said, we're going to build this camp. And, you know, you stand on top of that hill and you look down across that camp, and there's, you know, 30 or 40 buildings, and, you know, it's pristine, and you got all this stuff, and you have a tendency to want to pat yourself on the back and say, dang, man, look at what I did. Look at what we did here. Look at what I did. And then the first kid comes up and says, thank you. And you say, oh my God, no, thank you.
That's right.
Thank you for what you just did for me, because that means more than anything in the world to see these kids smile and to see that. They give so much more back to you than you could ever, ever, ever give them.
Dude, I try to sell this as hard as I can. I'm telling anybody listening on any ride, anything that helps anybody, if you're down on yourself, if your life isn't the way you want it to be, and we all face that, man, go reach out, do something purely to help somebody else. I'm telling you, it'll change everything for you. It'll change it all. The way you see this world, the way you see people, the way you see yourself.
For sure, man. When you're in line at McDonald's, pay for the people's food behind you and just walk out. It'll make you feel better. I'm telling you, it will make you feel better.
And isn't it's funny when we discover this, Kyle. If you just joined the show, the legend, Kyle Petty, first family of racing. Now, did your grandfather show you this? Did your father show you this? And I know your father was a great and charitable man, but sometimes I feel like we have to discover these things on our own through our own hardships. And that's, you can tell somebody something, but once you experience it, that's what the change sets in.
Yeah. You know, that's a great question. I think you get it from everywhere. And I say this because of this. Both of my grandmothers, my grandmother Petty and my grandmother Owens on my mother's side, were so heavily involved in the church. And I mean, we were there for choir practice when we were little. We were just there, you know, there on Sundays all day long, it seemed like, in a country church, there on Wednesday nights. So it's that kind of thing. But at the same time, you know, my dad and my granddad's, we grew up in rural North Carolina where everybody helped everybody. When there was one guy in the community that had a hay baler, and he baled everybody's hay, and he just pitched in and bailed everybody's for him. There was no need for everybody to have a hay baler. He's got one. You know what I mean?
Right.
And everybody just always helped each other. And I'll never forget, man, when I was 9, 10, 11 years old, local guys, local farmers and stuff, they'd drive their tractors up to the race shop or bring a plow or bring a scrape that had broken. And we'd pull a race car out and push that plow inside the race shop, and they'd weld it up for them and send them on their way.
Yep.
And never charge them anything. Just send them on their way. That was it, because that was helping each other. So I think it came from that. And you begin to see that's what you do in that community. But the community we live in now is so much bigger, man, and there's so many more opportunities. And I say that, and I use the word opportunities. There's so many more
right.
opportunities to help people.
Well,
it's not a thing. It's an opportunity.
Well, and who you surround yourself with is really important. And I can't explain that enough. The answer should always be yes. I've been lucky enough in this life to get to a place where you are able to have a circle of friends of all different walks of life who all do different things. But the common thread through all of the people I love so dearly, they all say yes. When somebody needs help, when another person, not just us, anyone, if they know somebody, all of us will go to help someone we don't know as well. And it has made for such good friendships and deep happiness and really the gratitude that it takes to have joy in this life.
Yeah. Listen, again, you know, we're back to it helps you more than it helps the other person. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It just always does. It fills your soul. And it keeps you in a good place. It keeps you in a good place.
Dude, the ride's going to be great. I wish it was coming through Kansas City again, and I'm sure someday it will. The problem with Kansas City, and you know this riding, the Denver to Kansas City ride is a mind-numbing experience. It's just like,
You know what? I'm going to tell you, there are ways we have figured out through the years, there are ways to get there that's not as mind-numbing as you would think. And it's fun. And it's when you get off those main roads.
That's right.
And you come back through the backwoods, and you have to make 1,600 turns to get 16
yep.
miles, you know, that kind of thing. That's when the riding's fun. But, yeah, we'll be back. We have – our guys are getting older. A lot of our riders are getting older. We still ride across country a lot. For our 25th, we went from Seattle to Key West. So that was
a
ride.
That's a long run.
That's a long run. So, but we did regional the last couple of years. You know, we just rode the Southwest. We went to the Grand Canyon and Monument Valley and some
yep.
of that stuff. Last year we went to Moab. We rode a little bit further north. We just made a big loop. This year we're going back to camp because it is the 20th anniversary for camp.
Great.
So we're going from Deadwood back to camp. But next year we'll probably go back to a regional, and then for our 30th year we'll do something across country again. So. We're going to continue to do long rides, but, you know, and this is a long ride. It's 2,100 miles. It's, you know, it's not a real ride.
Not a trip.
No. It's a decent trip. So, but we'll continue to do it, man.
I'll tell you, the run up to Nova Scotia, cross on the ferry and hit Cabot Trail and go around is amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. Listen, I'm afraid with the crowd that I ride with, that once we got outside the United States,
right.
they'd have to sign an extradition treaty to get some of us back into the United States.
That is a fact.
That could be an issue for some of my riders.
Well, listen, Kyle, man, I always love having you on the show. I just looked down and realized we burnt through 15 minutes of your time already. Man, I'm such a fan, and I'm telling you guys, pick up the book Swerve or Die. Go to Kyle Petty's website, find out what you can do. And if you've got some time, if you've got a little time, 4th through the 10th, go up and meet him. People can join the ride on the ride. Can they, if they can't do the whole thing?
Yeah, come ride with us, man. Come see us. Come ride with us. Go to the website, Kyle Petty Charity Ride. You'll see what the route is. You know, and shoot, man, just meet us at an intersection. We had a bunch of Terry Labonte fans meet us a number of years ago just at a crossroads out in the middle of New Mexico, and the entire group stopped so that Terry could sign autographs for him. So hey, just meet us somewhere, man. We'll be there.
Brother, listen, you be safe, be well, and I'll talk to you soon.
All right, man, thank you guys for having me.
Bye,
take
Kyle.
Care
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.